Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Good morning, it's another beautiful day. It's the 24th day in the month of October 2024. And we have gathered here with our hearts full of thanksgiving. God is so good and kind to us. How about you? Is God good and kind to you? If you are still in doubt, if you've been experiencing any beautiful thing from God, if you are still wondering, if you have any cause to be grateful this morning, I want you to check around you. I want you to do an estimate of what you think the death toll has been. I want you to just check your health. I want you to check how many times you've been able to eat. I want you to check your movement. I want you to check the fact that you can hear me right now this morning is another reason to be thankful. So I want us to just, whichever way we can, express this thanksgiving. If truly you can think deep, you would understand and you would know why you should be thankful. For the fact that you can even go out and come back safely, it's one beautiful reason to be thankful this morning. Let's express our gratitude to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has made this possible. Unto eternal, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all our listeners this morning. We want to appreciate you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the Word and know the mind of God concerning our lives. Each and every single day. So if you are out there and you are very confused, you are lost, you are depressed, I want you to know that this is just a place for you to be. You need to be where you'll be grounded in the Word of God, where you can experience first and the undiluted message of the Lord. So I want to welcome you, especially if this is your first time of joining us. You're very much welcome. But if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to share the word. Let everybody know that it's time for our devotion, especially those that you know should listen to all these messages, those you want to be saved. Let them join this platform and let's go into the Word of God. If you're ready with me, I want you to get your pens. I want you to get your journals, your Bibles. And let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 24th day in the month of October 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, take a break. Take a break. Our hymn today is hymn 29 from our Open Heaven Manual. When peace like a river attendeth my way. When peace like a river attendeth my way. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Luke chapter 9 to chapter 10. Luke from chapter 9 to chapter 10. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 23 verse 2. Psalm 23 verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Psalm 23 verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Genesis chapter 2, from verse 2 to 3. Genesis chapter 2, from verse 2 to 3. Are you with your Bibles now? From verse 2 it says, "And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." Our manual today says, God rested on the seventh day of the creation week, to set an example for us. He said in Exodus chapter 23 from verse 10 to 11 that even the land should be cultivated for 6 years and then be made to rest in the seventh year. We all need to take a break every now and then so that we can be refreshed enough to be effective at what he has called us to do. Many people break down because they hardly take breaks. Some people have been working for years without taking any vacation. What they don't understand is that taking time to rest will help them to be more effective when they resume their work. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 8, Elijah just called fire down from heaven and brought revival to the land. Then he heard that Jezebel wanted to kill him and ran for his life. By the time he got to the juniper tree, he was tired, and in that state, he asked God to kill him. God knew that he really didn't want to die. He just needed to take a break. He made him fall asleep and sent an angel to feed him twice. After resting and eating well, he was strengthened to continue for the next 40 days. Sometimes the reason you feel frustrated is that you have not taken a break in a while. Just try sleeping and eating only for one day and you will see the difference. Taking a break is not expensive. If you don't have money to travel or check into a hotel, you can go to a family member's house or any quiet place where you know that no one will disturb you and just rest there. You need to rest weekly and yearly also, especially after a strenuous period of work. As Elijah did in 1 Kings chapter 18, no matter how anointed you are, as long as you are still in the flesh, you need to take a break once in a while. The only reason I have been able to host the Holy Ghost service every month for almost 40 years is that I take breaks when necessary. After every major program that lasts for at least a week, I take a break and get some good rest. Don't wait for a doctor to put you on bed rest, because by then it will be more expensive and you will have no choice but to rest for a longer time than you want. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, God did not create your body to work non-stop. Take a break every now and then. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know somebody that needs this message and needs to take a break? I wanted to share this message with them this morning. And how can you share this message? You can do that by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button and enjoy all our segments throughout the day. We are also available on mobile app, both Play Store and Apple Store. Download the Praise Palace Radio to enjoy all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be insightful. It promises to be inspiring. It promises to be blissful. Please join us. Join the Praise Palace family today. We do hope you join the family. Thanks for staying tuned. And we hope you join us tomorrow. Same time, same place. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.